Had a hearing on one of your bills in the, I believe, the Senate Education Committee this week.
That's right, Senate Bill 646, which is our suicide awareness and prevention bill to help educators in K through 12 learn about the signs and symptoms of suicide. And I thought the hearing went extraordinarily well. Just like last year, we had a multitude of witnesses who came in. We had about 15 total. Not all of them were in person in the room. Some of them provide testimony, but everybody made their points really well. And the parents of the young 17-year-old girl, Avery Cantor, who committed suicide, who was really the catalyst for this bill being created, were both there and both spoke beautifully about the situation and the pain that they've endured and how they believe that this legislation will help save lives. And really, that's the purpose of it. So we felt really, really good about both the testimony and the members of the committee and their reception of what they heard.
Also this week, the Progress and Development Committee having its first hearing. I know you're on that panel. And they heard a measure that the Senate's trying to get passed for some time now.
Right. This is the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act. It's also called MONA. And this was our first hearing. And we had, again, impassioned testimony around this issue. Currently under state law, someone can be fired for their job simply for being gay, simply for who they love. They can be fired from their job, denied housing. And if this Non-Discrimination Act passes, then that will no longer be the case. So there was a vast amount of testimony, including from the St. Louis Regional Chamber and the Kansas City Chamber. So we're glad to hear that people understand that even the business environment in the state of Missouri needs to be welcoming to people who are going to be successful and help their businesses move forward. So I'm hopeful that this will get passed through committee, move to the floor, and maybe we can see some long overdue changes in the state of Missouri.
Another bill this year that has made it through a committee and something that's not been discussed, I don't think, on the Senate floor for some time, and that is the possibility of, again, repealing the death penalty in our state.
Right. So it was pretty exciting to be in a committee. We heard testimony for a couple of days because there were so many people who wanted to speak about this bill, and we actually took a vote, and this bill has passed and has now been reported and can move to the Senate floor. So this repeals, as you said, the death penalty. We had three people in the room at various times who were actually Missourians on death row, each of whom was exonerated. So these people, had somebody not been persistent about looking into their case and finding evidence or checking DNA evidence or rechecking the evidence that was or wasn't presented, each of these three males could have been put to death. They were on death row, and each of them was found not guilty of the crime that they were sent to death row for. So that is just one reason for overturning the death penalty in the state of Missouri. And certainly others are that these are disproportionately applied to people of color and to people who are low income who cannot necessarily afford the quality of attorney that would help them be exonerated. So we know it's unfairly applied. We need to reconsider our stance on this and protect the lives of people who may very well be innocent, as we found out.
Last year, there were some videos that were released from a group, and it sparked a lot of controversy because St. Louis was mentioned, in part, for Missouri's intention. And a panel was put together here in the Missouri Senate that you served on. Since then, we've learned of some changes and some things that have happened from the group who actually produced those videos from, a grand jury in Texas.
Yes, so what you're talking about is the Planned Parenthood case. And, you know, there's been so much uproar, and because we saw these videos that were really very difficult to watch and really made it look as if Planned Parenthood was breaking the law by selling fetal tissue. What we've found since then is that is not true. Neither Planned Parenthood across the country or here in the state of Missouri was selling fetal tissue and breaking any law. In the state of Texas, Planned Parenthood was brought before a grand jury to determine if they had done anything illegal. And on the contrary, in addition to not being indicted for doing anything illegal, the people who had produced that series of videos from the Center for Medical Progress, is what their name is, have actually been indicted instead for creating blatantly misleading videos that have actually turned people in this nation upside down, searching for what has Planned Parenthood done wrong when these videos were falsifying information. So now these two top people that were producing these videos have been indicted. To me, this indicates that committees like the Sanctity of Life Committee in the state of Missouri should all be disbanded. Planned Parenthood has been vindicated, exonerated. They have done nothing wrong, and we are going to find out what's going to happen to these people who created these misleading videos.